Death metal is the language of a lost soul, but do not despair, O fellow creatures, for though the path is lonely and shadowed with doubt, we are not the figurines to back down. Where our will exists and our spirit rises, we are supreme, we are masters of our world. Our sin is the sin of Satan, to assess, to understand, and to act independently for ourselves. Not self-interest, the self-placating, self-feeding, useless tirade of the weak, but self-fulfilling. We know what we want, we know how to exercise our power of choice, we know where we're going and what we seek to do. We have value to the life we are given by accident of cosmos, and we are comfortable with the nihilism and endless, empty cold of space. This is Death Metal Radio on KCUF. I am the GOAT, joining you virtually here for a program of pounding, brutal, unrelenting, sodomistical death metal, starting with the Master's Cataclysm.
We'll be right back.
A metaphor for the human soul, rigor mortis, with chained in the attic, their desires to break out of their confinement. Perhaps only the mental visual cue loops that our society keeps us running in its quest for the antidote to its own paradox of its own extinction, perhaps. Well, who knows? It's a world of drifting minds, drifting faces, people who don't care, people who pass away, those who willingly drown, those who willingly fade. A wasteland of the wasted, the hopeless, mechanistic, dumb, continuing. Onward they work their fingers in the hopes that some significance will arise out of the simple constancy. They hope their victimhood will be recognized and their emotions betokened by a world that really doesn't care. Into the abreactive, as one might say, the recurrence. It is a form of eternal return, what we suffer, what we endure on this hell we call Earth. In any case, that was Cataclysm opening up with Elder God from their godlike album Sorcery. Pounding, blasting, hyperspeed, relentless, tumescent, horrible, twisted, ugly, malicious metal. And then Rigor Mortis, as previously mentioned, one of the greatest metal bands ever to walk the face of the earth. We hope to see them return someday. When Valhalla is opened, there they shall be. In any case, this is Radio KCUF. I'm the fucking goat. I'm here doing fucking death metal and enjoying having no fucking FCC rules. So, fuck all of you. Enjoy this next tune. This is Deicide. It's devoted to those who keep our society in their guise of quote-unquote strong, the weakest ever.
In the world.
The joyful spirit of blasphemy from Morbid Angel off of their album Abominations of Desolation, a sort of pre-release version of some of the songs on their first 2.5 albums, as we might say. A classic of the death metal underground. This was foundational work, and that is the reaching out, the terror, and the love of blaspheming against God. The freedom of falling freely, dropping without a guide except yourself through the flames of hell. Acceptance of nihilism being one of the big hurdles of modern time, we might surmise that they're actually trying to help their species through a little bit of difficult philosophy as they approach the perceptual conundrum of their cognitive efforts. However, we wouldn't stop there. Before that was Therion with Cthulhu from their album Beyond Sanctorum, highly underrated, highly brilliant album coming out of Sweden, and starting off that set was, sounding Swedish, The New Deicide, Creatures of Habit from Serpents of the Light. That's out on Roadrunner Records in the United States, and it's destined to be an instant favorite on every American mantle and bookshelf. In any case, we're not just playing this for Americans, obviously, because death metal knows no national boundaries and never shall. However, speaking of national boundaries, what's coming up next is from a nation that's very dear to my heart. This is from the Independent Republic of Texas, Dead Horse.
Family man, down on American man.
Get off me tonight.
Monstrosity with an album for Decoding Society there, Millennium, their projections for our future based on analysis of our past. Some classic stuff on here, but that was Devious Instinct, the second track. Before that, of course, was Dead Horse with Hank from their groundbreaking 1988 release, Horsecore. This is the Death Metal Show on Radio KCUF, virtually here. I am DJ Goat, bringing you the spun tunes of your own neurotic discomposure. We're going to close with a classic. It's one of the originators of this genre, to which we all owe a great debt. Possessed. Pentagram.
I'm gonna drink the blood.
And concluding tonight's lineup, that was Possessed from our very own Los Angeles here. To review, we started with Cataclysm, the forerunner of the resurgence of Canadian hyperblast metal, a song called Elder God. Then Rigor Mortis, the American classic with Chained in the Attic. That's high-speed death metal, an innovator that has a lot of influence, I think, on current black metal, including Mayhem. After that, Deicide, Creatures of Habit from their newest Serpents of the Light, followed by Therion, Cthulhu from Beyond Sanctorum, another classic of Swedish metal. Then Morbid Angel with Unholy Blasphemies, Dead Horse with Hank, and Monstrosity with Devious Instinct, one of my favorite bands for pummeling my way through walls, and as previously mentioned, we concluded with Possessed. Thank you for checking out our program. This has been a presentation of KCUF Virtual Radio.